At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety as we kick off day two of our, I don't know, new positions. Around here, I don't know.
Well, Sarah's out for the week, and we are doing the show.
And you know what? And doing pretty good. As you admitted yesterday, you said I haven't run a board this century.
Yeah,
and I was like, yikes. Bob never had done a show until yesterday.
It's our little experiment.
I feel like I got home and I went, you know what? We did okay.
Yeah, no.
Normally, I sit here in my own dumb little world until I hear the Alice report, and then I'm on. The rest of the time, I'm just sitting here being goofy. I got to do stuff. Like, in fact, I'll have to do a tag to get Bob into her trash, but we're not ready for that yet. So yesterday, I left here and was kind of like, all right, we did okay. I think I just did a TikTok dance, but all right, you know, yeah, whatever.
You wiggled.
We both did. It is up at the Alice at 97.3, Alice 973 Instagram. If you want to see it, it's in the stories, I believe.
You don't want to see it.
It's
actually, you know what?
Soon, so.
You do, because Bob was great. Bob was the one who knew what she was, and you actually had some moves as well.
I thought you did great.
No, you didn't.
I think the fact that we never rehearsed it, and we did it just so we could get out the door and get Bob off our back.
Yeah. Can I tell you, Susan came to your guys' defense. He was like, did you even let them practice this?
No.
Like, how many times did we do it? Did you do it before you recorded it? I said, this was the first take.
Yeah.
The first and only take. That was that. It was off the
plate.
Because
I was like, well, if I made them rehearse, then they were going to be like, let's just not do it. And they would leave. So you gotta start somewhere.
That's a good point. You're probably right.
So,
but the people loved it.
Oh, like, did
I
they?
I got dozens and dozens of responses on.
Well,
that story.
You were very good. So then, they call it day camp. It's actually daycare, but whatever. I go to pick up Edie, and I walk into the day camp pickup, and I'm like, I'm here to get Hassan, and he goes, I hear you saw Ilio this weekend. Oh. And I go, yeah? And he goes, I cry at movies too. And I look over at my daughter, who's sitting there like across the room, and she you know, picks her head up. Hi, Daddy. I'm like, wow, you little rat. And this guy goes, yeah, she told me that you cried at Ilio. And I'm like,
oh, I thought maybe he was a listener and just heard
No. She ratted me out. Kids don't, you know, I'll tell you, they are like the great equalizer. They don't know that you're a dangerous character to be reckoned with out in the world. They just see you as the nice man who makes sure they're fed and clothed.
Daddy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to farm like this image around here. And I'm walking into the daycare with, yeah, I'm a crier too. And then I thought, and I'm driving home going, I TikTok and I cry at cartoons now.
Yeah, this is the image that you think you're crafting.
I was just gonna say.
You are not crafting it, my friend.
I only know I you a few you. Months, but that's not this creature to be reckoned with. Is that what you said?
Not creature, dangerous character.
Dangerous character not to be reckoned with.
Anyway.
Wow, you need to keep working at
TikTok dancing and crying at cartoons.
The sky's the limit, Vin.
How you doing?
Good morning. I just love that you think you're a dangerous creature not to be reckoned with.
Well, anyway, so that was my day. How are you, Maddie? What'd you do? You go hang with Fred?
I did. I actually checked out Squid Game, the new season, and watched the first episode of that. It was very good. So if you're a Squid Game person, It's good. Go watch it.
You didn't, what do they call that? Binge it? You just watched one.
No, I went to bed at 6:30 last night because I didn't sleep Sunday night at all.
Yeah, I was
a little antsy for Monday, so I slept. I'm just bouncing off the walls this morning. I haven't slept this long in a while.
Good for you. And Bob, did Susan hear you? Was Susan like, honey?
Yes.
You did great.
Yes. I had a few friends, my mom, my aunt all reached out. So that was really nice.
Speaking of moms, my mom also said you did great.
Thanks, Sandy.
Like, you guys did great. You guys, I listened and I thought it was great. I'm going to listen again today. I'll let you know. And I was like, listen, getting enough notes from the boss right now. So no notes, Sandy. But she was like, no, you guys did great. I was like, all right. Go on. You were saying?
No, I was just going to say, I happen to have an old friend in town last night. He's here for work. And so we went out to dinner. We got ramen. And I mean, since the last time I saw him a few years ago, like I'm obviously in a completely different career. And he was like, that sounds so right for you. Like, I'm so excited for you. And so he listened to it on his Waymo back to his hotel. And he was like, this rocks.
Oh, rad.
So cool.
That is so cool. And let's go ahead and get started with that now because you've got a planned report. This trash is brought to you by 4 Concerts for the 4th. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater, which is in Stanford. Courtesy of Another Planet, Golden Voice, and Live Nation, trash us.
So, speaking of wiggly dancing on the internet, Maddie said that he heard some criticism of Charlie XCX's performance at Glastonbury. We talked about Glastonbury a good bit yesterday. Maddie, what did you hear?
Like, I just heard that people didn't enjoy it and thought she didn't do a good job, that she was kind of just not there.
And that was why we did the Apple Dance, was because during Charlie XCX's performance, I saw a video of Gracie Abrams, who's super cute, and she was, I guess, the elected Apple dancer for the Charlie XCX show for that show in Glastonbury. And so I saw it and was like, whoa, that's the story
that started all the madness.
Yeah, and then we did our own dance.
But apparently, a lot of people were criticizing Charlie XCX's performance, mainly, like, I guess, her dancing and the use of auto-tune. Because she doesn't sing, like, she sings live, but it's modified, like, through the microphone the whole time. And so she responded to this criticism and was like, to be honest, I enjoy the discourse. In my opinion, the best art is divisive and confrontational and often evolves into truly interesting culture rather than being like kind of okay, easily understood and sort of forgettable. So I thought that was interesting.
For the record, I don't know her and don't have some strong need to defend her, but for the record, singing live on a tour where you're doing, you know, repeated nights, night after night after night, it's hard and your voice can get thrashed. And I didn't hear it. I don't know if that was the case, but often we as audiences are really essy when
demanding.
A person, well, I mean, yes, you want to hear record quality vocals from a person who's on day 200 of singing live into a mic for, you know, thousands of people. It's not easy. And the people who pull it, they absolutely deserve standing ovations. But the people who have a rough night out, damn.
And I feel like they're, even people who are singing and it sounds crisp, they're using auto-tune, like, through their microphone.
There's
on
all
tour.
Kinds of tricks.
Like, backing
everyone's
tracks.
Being pitch corrected live, like, correct me if you think differently, but that's what's in now.
I know someone who does sound for big bands, and I'm not going to out him or the bands, but I will say he has told me there are voice trick boxes that and that's not auto-tune. Mm-hmm. It's another thing, but he's built them. He's used them for certain people, and he's like, it's a known thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to do that every night, night after night, is next to impossible.
Yeah. I think it's when it's so noticeable, that's when people are like, you know, it's Glastonbury. You're supposed to be putting on the best show of the year.
Sure. I understand.
She says the idea that singing with deliberate auto-tune makes you a fraud, or that not having a traditional band suddenly means you must not be a quote unquote real artist, is like the most boring take ever. Yawn. Sorry. Just fell asleep. XX.
You need to do that.
I didn't know I had that.
All the time.
That was good, huh?
That was very good.
That was
good.
Really good. You made her interesting, because the rest of that statement, I'm like, oh, she sounds so... Ugh.
Wow.
Really enjoying these boomer vibe comments on my Glastonbury performance. It's super fascinating.
You
gotta
throw the sink at the boomers?
Well, I'm guessing it's like...
Boomer vibe.
People who are like, bands... play live, their instruments are just mic'd up there. I'm guessing that's where some of the hate was coming from.
Because we had good music growing up, and
yes, and now you get the Apple Dance.
Right.
Oh, the Apple Dance.
Next up, this story is about a month old, but I just found it really interesting. Dave Franco, James Franco's little brother, who is now superstar on his own, and his wife, Allison Brie, they are writers together, writers, creators, and they star in movies they make together. They are being sued for a quote unquote blatant ripoff of a movie that they just had, that they just sold. According to the suit, the casting director on Better Half emailed a script synopsis to Frank and Bree's agents in August 2020, along with an offer for the couple to star in it. And they quickly passed on it. And now, a few years later, they have a movie that came out called Together, which is almost exactly the same description. It's about a couple who ends up getting like physically fused together. So it's the WME, their agents are saying like, this is like totally frivolous lawsuit. But it is kind of a crazy coincidence that you would get emailed a script and then have a movie come out with the exact same.
It's funny with scripts, a lot of people won't read scripts because of that. Because there might be something in the script that gets in their head and then they put it in another script. I've done a little script editing in my day, and they're usually like, when you get it, don't show it to anybody. It's very secure about who you show it to. So I totally think they did it.
You think they did it on purpose, or do you think maybe they saw it? And
well,
did
on
it
purpose,
by accident?
On purpose isn't the point, though. The person who wrote it. And this is, look, I've heard recording artists say, I was listening to a lot of this band when I went into the studio, and you can hear that influence. They can't steal note for note any songs they've listened to, but you can hear the influence. That's different than taking someone's story. And so they may be in trouble.
Yeah.
It may... You got to be careful what you're willing to listen to, and be very deliberate about not copying that when you're writing your story or your music.
I remember when Olivia Rodrigo hit it big, she ended up in a couple of lawsuits.
Didn't she give them in right away?
Yeah, she gave writing credit to Paramore.
Boom, right.
And she had to give writing credit to Taylor Swift too, because she, well, I forget what the term was, like copied. I don't remember what the word was.
I get it, and I can see why it can happen, and I do think that everyone needs to be, like, for what we do. Sometimes Sarah watches, or no, I should say she always watches the late night shows. They do a ton of jokes, and I would be worried that that stuff's going to come flying out of my mouth by accident, even, because it's been planted, and if it's appropriate and it's the right thought and it comes flying out, it's only after the fact that I would go, whoops.
Yeah.
Crunch.
It happens. And I think that, in our profession, I mean, radio people copy each other all the time, and it's just part of the business, but it's all different.
It's the first, one of the weirdest first things I learned, which it doesn't happen anymore like it once did, because everything was so bit centric, very specific games, bits, whatever. But it was, what my boss was like, yeah, everyone steals bits.
Yeah.
You're the guy, you're my leader, and you're bringing me into this business, and that's what you're telling me from go. And he was like, yeah, that's it's like so rampant, no one even says anything.
No, I mean, there are radio shows that do the same phone bits, and it's the same phone bits with the same actors in like five or six different markets.
Right.
I mean, they just, it happens all the time, but it's a little different. You know, that's just part of our business. It's not part of the, it's definitely not part of the screenwriting business. So,
yeah. I think part of this Alison Brie, Dave Franco lawsuit is that their movie sold for $17 million in a bidding war at Sundance. So,
wow.
You know that you had a concept similar and you see that big price tag. Yeah. I mean, you might want a piece of that. But I will say, Saving Grace is that their movie is a horror film, like body horror. And it sounds like the original description of this Better Half was a rom-com. So that's pretty different, if you ask me, like right off the bat.
I could dig on a horror rom-com. I mean, it'd be good.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay. Tonight, I'm so excited. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives reunion is on tonight. Hulu, 9 p.m. PT, or you can watch it tomorrow. Or live on whatever station that might be.
You mentioned this once before that you like this show.
Dude, it's so good.
What's the hook? Why do you love it so much?
Okay, because these people are, so it's, they're gorgeous. It's this group of like 8 gorgeous women who live in Utah. They're all Mormon or used to be Mormon, Mormon adjacent. And they have the most beautiful hair extensions you've ever seen. And they're all like constantly popping out babies. And they they hold nothing back. So the show started because there was from TikTok, a group of these Mormon moms were posting a lot of like TikTok dances, Apple dance, things like that. And they then one of them revealed that they were all swinging together, not like doing it, but, you know, close to doing it, making out, playing spin the bottle, stuff like that. Together.
And was so the reveal was true. It wasn't a like made
yes,
up
was,
drunken story
true.
That they
it
went.
It was true.
Oh, okay.
It was true. And so the main person from that scandal is like the star of this show. And then they've cast a lot of other hot Mormon wives who are good at creating content around it. And they're all actually friends. And this is something that happens as like reality TV shows get long in the tooth, especially with like Housewives and things like that, where the people who are cast aren't actually really friends, so a lot of the drama has to be highly produced, but not in this case. They are leaving it all on the table. They are having real interactions, and because it's such a close-knit community, it's like Taylor Frankie Paul's ex is now dating this other woman, and her ex was dating this other, it used to date this other woman, and like they used to be married and they have a kid together, and so they're all like ancestrally connected. And so when they show up at a party together, it's just like explosions, fireworks, beautiful.
Question.
Amazing TV.
So if Vin and I continue doing dances on TikTok, you're saying we might get our own TLC show?
Yes.
I like it.
What I know of, and I have a few Mormon friends, what I know of them, it's an interesting community, because if you show up, let's say I was Mormon and I moved to the Bay Area, you would go to your new church and they would help you move. And they would help. They would show up with food. And like, it is an interesting, really supportive community.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice. I mean, but they also want a percentage of your earnings flat out. Like, it's straight up. This is what, you know, you need to give
versus
us.
Versus like, 10%. Oh, you can donate to the church
like
at your discretion. It's like a specified amount.
It's a pretty specified amount. I could be wrong. And certainly there'll be Mormons out there who will want to say, and you can, 800-400-3697. You can text us there. But it seems pretty cool. I've never heard the scandalized version of the Mormon life.
Yes.
So
they call themselves Mom Talk, which is like them creating content together on TikTok. And yeah, I think probably a lot of more devout Mormons are probably not pleased at this picture.
Okay.
This is not what we're about.
So what's the show called again?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
And this is season what?
This was the end of season 2. This is the season 2 reunion. They've already filmed season 3.
Oh.
And they just announced yesterday that 2 of the cast members, Jen Affleck and Whitney Levitt, are going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So it's not just me who loves this show, okay?
No,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. I know it's a thing.
It's the best reality TV I've ever seen. Hand, like, no stop.
Vin, will you watch this?
You know, right now, honestly, I have very little time for TV. And so I probably won't get into this, but it does sound better. You sort of made it different from a lot of the other reality shows where They have to be dragged into scenarios in order for there to be content. And I've even heard, I watched the Kardashians early on just to see what everyone was talking about. And those girls couldn't get through their own lines. They just, like, it was clear the producer had them in front of a camera and was saying, just tell them what we're going to do today. And you could, you, they couldn't get through it. And I don't get the, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I could probably get more into that if it's, you know, sort of a little more reality based and they, all they have to do is flip the cameras on and the action is happening.
I wish your daughters were a little bit older so you could watch this with them.
I'm sure we'll get our day. Like right now, my daughter's, she's watched every Gilmore Girls.
And that's, did she finish it?
She did. And that's what, 10 years old? Longer.
Yeah, longer. I think it started in like 04, 03.
So, I mean, one good thing about TV today is it's all still available, mm-hmm. and we'll get to that, I'm sure, at some point.
That's amazing. And you said she enjoyed watching it when your mom was in town, too, right?
She absolutely, so cool. She's going to be 12? Oh no. Yeah, she's going to be 12, and she loved Gilmore Girls. So I don't know if anyone else out there would say that that is too soon to be watching that or
no. I watched it at like 9.
Okay. Yeah, she and she loved
pretty,
it.
It's pretty clean, a pretty clean show.
And look how you turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Raised by my media. The other thing I wanted to talk about that you can watch on Netflix, and I know you guys talked about this last week, but I had to bring it up because I just think it is such a cool series. Trainwreck. This one is the one that's out right now is The Poop Cruise. A story from, I think, like the middle 2010s.
Yeah, I forgot what the date what was on that, but it was, yeah. In the,
you watched it, right?
Yeah, I watched it. I've watched all of this Trainwreck series that they put out so far. They did a good one as well on Rob Ford, who was the mayor up in Toronto, who got caught with crack pipe, smoking crack. Mm, and
I remember leave that story, yeah.
So it's even wilder than you could imagine when you watch the documentary. And the new one that I have not seen yet is about Travis Scott's concert.
Yeah,
Astroworld. Mm-hmm. And that's one I'll definitely check out soon.
But I really love this series because it's, I mean, some of these things are more recent, but going back in the archives to those viral moments, even some from before we had social media the way we do now and everyone can be really engaged in a topic, I think it's like, there's endless content there to go back to and point to because people are like, love these stories. It reminds me of like the Suez Canal story that everyone was like biting their fingertips over for the couple of weeks where that ship was stuck in the Suez Canal. I'm sure you guys talked about that a lot.
We did. I remember it. I didn't, you're so happy about some of these.
That's a really good.
So you have or haven't watched The Poop Cruise?
I haven't watched it. I probably won't watch that one. But I am interested in The Real Project X, a teen girl, I think in Nashville, who threw like a Project X level party. What happened to American Apparel? This was a brand that was huge when I was in like middle school, early high school, and had like some strange cult following and an unraveling. A team of private investigation soccer moms and the Facebook invite to storm Area 51 from a few years ago.
Yeah. These are all train wreck stories.
These are all going to be, yeah, there's like one coming out every week this July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are going to be fun.
American Apparel still, in my mind, made the best t-shirts. Yes. I wore them like exclusively and now you can barely get them. But that guy was absolutely brought up on, I don't know what the charges were, but he was absolutely brought up, the guy who ran the thing.
I don't even know. It was before I was even plugged into the world. So I'm excited to learn more about it because I couldn't really afford that much American Apparel, but I did get one sweatshirt and I wore it every single day for like 2 years.
Well, I promise you all, I will be watching all of these.
Okay.
And I'll keep you updated on them.
Sweet. That's all I've got. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Great job, Bob. So listen, what we've got coming up is Disney no-nos and more after these. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. You've got the morning show here live, but Sarah is out. So we've all moved up a seat and we do news now. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Instagram. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
And Apple dances.
And we danced yesterday. And I couldn't take my eyes off myself and just shaking my head like, oh my God, Bob, how do you get me to do things like this? But then I actually watched it, the video itself, and Bob is out front shining and doing a great Apple dance. Go to this Alice at 973 Instagram and check it out. Okay, so here's what's happening. Morning clouds possible, mostly sunny though today, and highs in the low 80s. So a nice day. Today's July 1st, so we are halfway through the year.
Wow.
And in my opinion, the worst half is behind us. The best half is to come. I love it.
Christmas is just around the corner.
There's already football talk yep. in the news. There's already, I love the rest of this year. So, with that said, we begin your news report in Disney World. Now, for those of you that don't know, my very first job was at Disneyland. I was a shoeshine boy in the backstage area. I was 12, probably. I had a shaved head. I had a mouthful of braces. And I had a Walkman with real headphones, you know, the big fluffy.
Yeah.
And I just listened to my cassette tapes and waited for people who needed their shoeshine. And then I just whip them out.
And that was shoeshining for mostly cast.
The employees. The cast. Absolutely. And it was right over there by Space Mountain. So I could walk through this back door area and go right into the park before it opened. And I could get on Space Mountain and I could go in. There was used to be an arcade right over there as well that all of them were open. So I could just put credits in. And it was like really a dream job for a 12-year-old.
Get a job like that?
My friend's dad was the barber for the cast. And my friend had already done this job like for 3 or 4 summers. And so he said, I'm not doing that again. And I went, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'll do that. So anyway, I love Disneyland. I'm a fan. But after about 18, I stopped going and just because I'm a grown-up and I'm living and I don't go. And
you're not a Disney adult.
I'm not a Disney adult is exactly the point. So, but we know Maddie is.
Yes.
So this story is about how people who've been so many times ruin it for others. For example, I guess the Haunted Mansion has a famous voiceover guy.
Yes. Yes. It's like why you get on the ride.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
The fan favorite ride, Haunted Mansion, always begins with actor Paul Frees narration. Welcome, foolish mortals.
Yes.
To the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. So apparently this thing goes on, and I've been on the ride. I know that there's something happening there, but
yeah, you're in the little room before you get on the ride, and they do the voiceover, and you're all standing there.
So they say here, this is one of the big no-nos at Disneyland, is the people who've been too many times, they do the voiceover with him and ruin it for people who've either never been or are fairly new to the ride.
I agree with that. That is not cool to do.
Just because you've been on a ride enough times to memorize the spiel doesn't mean you should say it with him. It's one thing to laugh or clap or enjoy it too much, but to actually mimic or say the speech as he says it ruins it for people getting on the ride. First timers are at the mercy of regulars who apparently view the experience as their opportunity to put on a show. Is it wrong?
Yeah, I enjoy I like the voiceover. Like that's one of the reasons I love like you get so excited, it gets you ready for the ride. And a bunch of people, it's like when you're somebody singing a song and you're like, who sings that song? And you're like, Sabrina Carpenter. Well, let her, you know, let him do the voiceover.
Well, anyway, that's one of the no-nos. The other is you have to dress like you're going to a family park, according to the story I'm looking at. Now, in my opinion, and I have been to Disneyland many times now since I've had kids, and it was a neat sort of comeback because I, of course, remember the park. And I love Disneyland. They do everything right. And this is one of the things is they want you to dress like you're in a family park. Meanwhile, some of those days in the summer are 100 degrees. And if you've ever seen someone, maybe they're not even in the best shape. They're pulling three kids around and they are just covered in sweat. It looks less than fun.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, I expect to see like nearly naked people walking around. I don't expect that at Disneyland. So I kind of get it.
The lady in the story says, I was told I was improperly dressed and could not get on the ride I'd waited an hour for. They made me buy a $45 t-shirt. She says, I went there in the exact same clothes I would go to the gym in, a sports bra and leggings. And then the comments follow saying, bra, it's a bra. You don't wear your bra to a family park. Now, I think it's too hot to ask people to wear full coverage. It's just too hot.
Bob, you ever wear your sports bra around?
She does.
I do. I came home yesterday from yoga and I didn't put my shirt back on because I was soaking wet from my hot yoga. But I do feel a little uncomfortable when I do it.
Would you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you do it at Disney though?
If it was really hot. I mean, not if. I also feel like you got to feel it out. Like if no one else is dressed like that, I wouldn't dress like that. But I have heard, okay, this person claims they made her buy a $45 t-shirt. Did they actually make her pay for it? Because I've seen on the internet that a staff member will politely come up to you and they will give you a gift card to go and buy a shirt.
Oh.
It doesn't say that here. And I'm a little surprised by that because Disney has all the cards. It's their park.
But it's about,
you know what I mean?
Experience. They don't want to ruin the experience for you. It's not like this woman was dressed in like inappropriately.
Like a mini skirt with no underwear. Yeah. Like that's where it gets a little sketchy.
She wasn't trying to flaunt it. She was trying to be comfortable, but it's not suitable for their vibe.
Just giving you the news, Disney no-nos as you get ready for Disney summer. And I know plenty of people, this is the week and the weeks to come, you'll be at Disney. Be careful. Be careful out there. It's tough.
Put some clothes on.
I feel like I get the whole talking over the voiceover. Like, let people experience the ride. A sports bra on a 100-degree day seems fine to me.
One thing that I've noticed in being sweaty in a lot of places is that if you're somewhere and, you know, at concerts, if everybody is on the same page, like we're all outside and it's 100 degrees, everybody is sweaty and uncomfortable. So I think if you just kind of embrace that, you know, like, everyone's feeling this way, you don't have to feel self-conscious about it. That takes the discomfort down a notch. Like, certainly, yes, you're still like physically uncomfortable, but you don't have to be self-conscious about it. Literally everyone's soaking wet.
Right.
Okay?
Well, what I've learned from this story is the next time I go to Disney, I'm going to take my shirt off and see if I get a free one. I like that. Trust me, they would be like, please put your shirt back on, sir.
Or they'll be all thirst trap guy. So as I mentioned, we are halfway through this year, 2025, 6 months behind us, 6 months ahead. Here are five things to look forward to in July. Amazon Prime Day is next week. It's 4 days this time, running from July 8th through the 11th. In sports, and you're a tennis guy, Wimbledon is underway. The Tour de France starts this weekend, which is just never recovered, in my opinion. I used to watch it a lot, and I still probably will watch some of the racing, but it's just the Lance Armstrong scandal just was the final blow, the death blow almost.
I hate to say it, but I watch it for the wrecks.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean the wrecks?
Oh, there's always some crazy pileups of bikes and
The crashes.
Flying. Yeah, they call the groupings the Peloton, and there will be a crash, and sometimes it takes down 50 people at once. Like, it just... they're all going high speed. One person goes down, and
does that happen a lot?
Yes. Every race, there's going to be something like that.
Oh, man. That stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be safe out there.
The ML Major League Baseball All-Star Game is July 15th. The WNBA All-Star Game is July 19th. So there's some of the stuff happening in the sports world. Big movies this month as we kick off July. Jurassic World Rebirth opens tomorrow. It looks absolutely epic.
Are you going to go see it?
No.
No.
James Gunn's Superman reboot lands on the 11th of this month. The new I Know What You Did Last Summer opens on the 18th. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters on July 25th. And Happy Gilmore 2 hits Netflix on July 25th as well.
Good stuff.
I can't wait to see how some of these do. Jurassic World will for sure be a hit.
It's going
to
crush.
But and Superman and Fantastic Four could go either way.
I am going to be at the Superman that weekend for sure.
You're into it.
Oh my gosh. Those trailers have got me amped up for this thing. It just looks like they might have gotten it right. So
I didn't see the first Fantastic Four, and I don't really have an interest in this one. Do you?
Yeah, the first one was okay, and I think this one's got a lot of the Silver Surfer in it, and that's one of my favorite characters. And so I'll definitely.
Anything?
This is like a total reboot of Fantastic Four, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's another reboot.
Okay.
Did you see the first one?
I saw Silver Surfer back in when I was in like middle school.
Yeah, that was a sequel to Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Oh, he had his own show?
I think Silver
Surfer. Or his own movie?
Well, Silver Surfer is a female in this, if I'm correct, is female in this Fantastic Four.
It's the girl from Ozark.
Yeah, yeah.
The lady from, the woman from Ozark, my bad.
Back then it was like a, almost looked like Mr. Clean wearing a silver suit. It was like CGI kind of, not a real human
Kind
of
thing. We'll see. I won't be
and those bombed,
there for either of those. Superman or...
Wow.
I will.
Well, you got to go to kids' movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly right.
Only so much movie theater budget.
On TV, new seasons of South Park and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia start Wednesday. The new spinoff of Dexter Resurrection premieres on the 11th, which is star-studded, including Uma Thurman. I'm into that. The ESPY Awards, which is the sporting awards on ESPN, are on the 16th, and Shark Week starts July 20th. Let's see. And finally, the big holidays. The big one is 4th of July. National Bikini Day is on the list for this Saturday.
My birthday should be on that list. Is it on there?
July
10th. It should be on there. Cause
it's not
it's,
on there.
Oh, it's
Maddie, July 10th. How old are you going? You brought it up.
52.
Oh, wait, you turn 52?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, kid.
Thanks. Everybody, you can send your gold bricks and Air Jordans here to the radio station. I'll appreciate them. Thanks.
Mm.
Just go ahead and post your Venmo, Maddie. Come on.
Yeah. Couple new things happening here in California as we hit July 1st. One is a new law set to take effect called the Anti-Roofie Law. This means in bars, you will see actual signs saying... feel free to ask for a lid.
They don't have to put a lid on it.
They don't have to put a lid on it, but you can get, they have to provide drink lids on request to prevent people from getting, and they say people, I don't know how many men have been roofied. I mean, I imagine it's happened, but as a woman walking into a bar and having to keep your eye on your drink, it would make me not even want to go in and celebrate. Like, what a horrible thing to think that you could be drugged beyond the ability to stay coherent and then taken to some guy's house and raped.
And Bob, your generation, you are all very aware of this, right? Like, this is a thing, like watching out for roofies, because it wasn't for us. Like, it, you know,
at all.
Yeah.
It was when I was in college, for sure. I don't so much worry about it these days.
Well, and yeah, I would think you're at a table with your friends and it's not that a scenario. But either way, that is the new law. You'll be able to get a drink lid on request at bars starting now. And then the other thing that's kicking in is it is now $10 to cross the Golden Gate Bridge. The toll rate increase is 50 cents. But that's 10 full bucks to cross the Golden Gate. And for those of you who commute in from Marin daily, woof.
Do they have a frequent flyer program? Like if you buy a whole month?
There's a discount if you use, I think it's Fast Track. Yeah. And then it dings that your credit card or whatever regularly. So you can save. But Sarah has driven in from Marin every day she's done this show since the very beginning. So I can only imagine
thousands and thousands of dollars.
What that well, I get amounts dinged, to.
Every morning on the Bay Bridge. So I gotta pay that toll every day.
How much is that?
I think it's either $6 or $8. But it's a thing every it shows up every week. You gotta get that paid.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things that you guys had to say. Maddie, 415 says, Maddie.
What?
Totally uncool that you enjoy wrecks for cyclists. Dude, that's the first thing you've said that really puts me off you. Rethink it.
That's the first thing he said? Are you kidding me? Half the time I'm like hiding behind my screen. I can't even look at him when he's talking.
I have no defense.
It's not like you're causing the wrecks.
No, and it's not like I enjoy them in public. Like, I don't watching bicyclists wreck, but it's just something you see in the Tour de France a lot, and it's a little entertaining.
Oh, speaking of wreck, if I may interrupt you, Vincent.
I'm just doing text. You're not interrupting at all.
Do you guys remember when I was late to work a few weeks ago because I witnessed that car accident?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm on vacation last week on a nice sunset walk on the beach, and I get a phone call from an unknown number. And I answer it because I'm doing wedding planning, so like vendors could be reaching out to me and that sort of thing. And it's the guy who got hit.
Oh.
He was calling me. He was outside of my apartment with a thank you note. And a copy of the police report. And he was like, I don't know your apartment number. Like, can you buzz me? And I was like, oh, just slide it under and I'll come grab it. But he was like so thankful. And he said, thank you so much for being there and being and being compassionate. And he said thank you to me in 6 different languages. It was so sweet.
It seems completely inappropriate, and yet
and
he's
said,
just trying to be nice,
and
right?
I said, how did this man get my phone number?
That's what
and
I'm
my
saying.
Address?
Yeah, why? How?
I guess, like, is it part of the police report?
It'd be on the police report.
I'm sorry, but that's crazy. Like, he was perfectly nice. I have no issue with him, but that's crazy to me that I'm witnessing something and they're giving out my information.
Did he explain why he was carrying a saw? And
no, and then I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I trashed him on the radio. I thought maybe he was a burglar.
Wait, oh, right. He was
because
carrying those tools.
He was
yes.
carrying a saw. A giant, what are those called? Clothes? Pipe cutters. Not pipe cutters.
I don't know.
Bolt cutters. Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters, yes.
And
which is...
a saw.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm surprised. That is probably not good etiquette. I understand he wanted to thank you, but to be at your house?
Yeah, that's weird.
He seemed a little eccentric, but so it was fine. But it was equally so nice and so creepy.
And so creepy,
but
yeah.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad I could be there for you.
What's coming up in the trash, Bob?
Ugh, Will Smith, are you freaking kidding me?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.